Hallelujah. Welcome to this week's teaching by Exchange Church Belfast. Our heart at Exchange is for you to experience a genuine encounter with Jesus Christ and to thrive in life. If you want to call by for a Sunday service, we'd love for you to join us at 10:30 a.m. for a wee cuppa, followed by worship from 11. You can also connect with us via our Facebook page, Exchange Church Belfast, our Twitter at Exchange Church, our Vimeo, exchangechurch.tv, and our website, of course, exchangechurchbelfast.com. And it would be great to hear from you. Now, over to this week's talk.
So, over the summer, I'm going to be preaching this week and next. I'm going to be doing my introduction very, very quickly today. But it's really about, it's a theme that I am going to explore with you because I believe it's what the Lord is saying now to you and to us as a church. All right? Is that good? So if you have an ear to hear, as the Lord says in the book of Revelation, when he's speaking to the churches, he says, if you've got an ear to hear, then listen to what the Spirit is saying. Because what I'm going to talk about is something that really has been striking me, because it sounds like a one-off event. And now I know you're tempted to keep looking at my legs. Just look up, okay? I see a lot of eyes. You know, I know, dazzling, all right? Kyle. Eyes up, all right? And you too can have legs like this if I lay hands on you and have anointing. Kyle was in Singapore recently, actually, at Pastor Prince's church. We're going to get him to talk about that. So now I've got a rival for, did I tell you I was in Israel? Because in our life group, he's going, did I tell you I was in Singapore? And I'm going, funny, but not that funny, all right? So have an ear to what the Lord is saying to you, because what I believe is this. Is that sometimes when it comes to the Lord and it comes to the message of God's grace, what we find is that we have times where we say, Lord, I want to receive this word, and I want to see the goodness and the fruit of it in my life. And actually, the reason why it's important to keep feeding well, like, I mean, every day, most of us don't go like 4 days without eating, do we? Because we start to feel weak. Some of us maybe should go 4 days. I can see it in Penny's eyes right there. Should try that, fella. And, now, honestly, if I ask her, that's definitely what she was thinking. I know her so well after 20-odd years. But the thing is that what we don't do is we don't go 4 days without feeding ourselves. We feed ourselves, and then what we see is after having fed, there is strength for what we need. Isn't that right? And when it comes to the Word of God, what we put into ourselves and what we feed on today, there will be a time in the weeks and the months to come that you don't know what the circumstances are. The Lord knows, and we're safe, all right? And we're secure. We're under the shadow of his wings. But what he does in leading you from glory to glory, when he encourages you to feed, it's because at some point, what you're eating on, you're going to use. There's going to be fruit in your life, or there's going to be equipping for a situation or a circumstance that the Lord has sent. Feed now, because I'm going to lead you from glory to glory, and you're going to see the good of that. Does that make sense? And so I often think that today, there's things that I don't know are going to come up. And I'm not saying it's like it's all going to be awful. That's not what I'm talking about at all. It's what I understand is that as I move and I progress and we move as a church, then we need to be people who are not just giving out what everyone else does, but we're actually giving people the good stuff, okay? And testimony, like, you know, what's it going to be like for Patricia that when she's talking to somebody who's sick next time? Can I just tell you my story? How did you do that? Jesus, just fed on Jesus and his word and his goodness, and look what happened, all right? And so give the Lord an ear. Because one of the things that, I was thinking is, you know, rather than saying, you know, will God do this in my life or will God do that in my life, the proper question is actually, what is God like? What is Jesus like? Because in this church, one of the things that the Lord really started to speak to me about, and it brought it into focus, and for me over the last month particularly, is that when we sit under grace and we sit under this incredible message of the way that the Lord loves you, and I will always preach that. That will always be my heart. But one of the fruit that it brings about in us is faith. All right? Now, I grew up in a stream of the church, which I love and I honor, which was very much about, do you have faith for? And I find myself time and time again going, I think so, I'm not sure. Now, this is not a talk today about faith. I remember having somebody pray for me. And I was sick. I can't remember what it was. I think it was when we were going through the whole kid stuff. And we'd had Ben, and Hope wasn't around. because there's a bigger gap for her. And I remember that these people looking at me going, well, do you want more children? Do you want to be healed? And I was like, are you flipping mental? That's what I was thinking, all right? But I was kind of going, oh, yes, praise the Lord. You know, but inside I'm going, I swear to the good Lord above, I'm going to nut you as hard as I can. Why do you think I'm standing here, making myself vulnerable, for you to come up and treat me like an Egypt? In Jesus' name. Too honest, tough. Because that's what was going in my head. All right, going, honest to goodness, do you really want to be healed? Like, I kind of think I know where they were coming from. But inside I was going, honestly, run into them there. Because it's bonkers, isn't it? And so I was always left with this kind of thing of, I don't know whether I have faith or not. I don't know. I want to be healed, but I'm going to break down here because actually there's a gap here. And what I want to talk about is faith to possess that which grace has provided. Huge difference. See, in word of faith, it's about you believe, you speak, you create. That is partly true. But the full revelation is he has done. The fruit is faith for me to believe in what he has done, so I rest and I receive. But there is a point where you have to exercise faith because it is a fruit of grace. You can't just keep eating in, okay? And because that will be good. And at a time, what actually the Lord said to me is some of us, and I'm talking to myself here, we're pretty content. I'm pretty content. I've got a gorgeous wife. See that? Three. He's pulling it back slowly here. Mark, listen up. You're going to learn something. All right. I've got a this is how you do it. And I've got a gorgeous wife, three beautiful children. I think you lot are wonderful, genuinely. I love my church. And I love every day waking up with that sense of peace and security for me and my kids and my life, knowing that I am loved forever. That whatever goes on, my future is secure. Isn't that awesome? Isn't the Lord so good? I love that. I love that that's what the Lord does for us. But I also love that we go grace to grace, glory to glory. Not to settle. And I want to speak to the settlers today. I want to speak to the people who have gone, Lord, this is awesome. Because I want to say to you, there is breakthrough and encouragement and life and abundance for you and for yours, which you have not even glimpsed yet. Yeah. And the Lord started to speak to go, Andrew, in Exchange Church, for the city, and for the nation, we need to start to move and operate in faith because of what grace has done. Not faith because it's in us, but for those things in your life which have been dusty, which the dreams that have come down, the situations with friends and with family and for future, which you've gone, God, Lord, I thank you that I'm loved and that I can receive, but there's things lurking in me, disappointments. Can I really believe that this church and me, my part in it, can really change this nation? Can really have an impact? Because I'm telling you now, the more I look out there and what's going on out there, there is no answer other than Jesus. It's a tough week to be a Presbyterian, isn't it? You know, we need to pray for that church because that is a work of the enemy against our brothers and sisters in Christ. And as it's our church this morning, we stand with them to say, you know what? Under Christ, we are called together. And so as our Exchange Church, we're praying for our Presbyterian brothers and sisters because for some reason, they're in the firing line. All right? But what I love about grace, it says this, you know, under religion, because it's tied with you, whatever's going on in your life, when you see darkness, it can cause fear to come up in you. And you go, I'm going to say it, you know, in that kind of world where there's whole conferences about demonic people and all. You just kind of go, no, if you're going to have a conference, have it about Jesus, how wonderful and how beautiful he is, and all the darkness flees. If you want to get rid of the darkness, just light a light. You get that? You don't come against darkness with more darkness. I really understand the darkness. Honestly, can you imagine walking into your room at night during the winter and going, it's dark? What I need to do is understand what kind of darkness this is and how I'm going to navigate my way from here to the kitchen. Am I pumping? I mean, somebody would go, are you soft in the head, son? Switch the light on. Oh, aye, right, enough. Do you get that? So what we do when we have darkness is we switch the light on. And for us, that's Jesus and the gospel. All right? So do not be afraid or worried about when things get darker. Because the Lord said that in these times, in these end times, that is what would happen. We are not like the people in the world, and we're not like those under religion. You know, the law was only a guardian for us, looked after us until we got mature. Exchange Church, you are mature people under the gospel of grace. Do you get that? You're not on the journey. When you received grace, actually the guardian of the law to keep you kind of safe until such times as you grew up, that guardian has been removed, and now you have Christ and Christ alone. Now, that is awesome, because what it means then is that we actually have faith, or we should start to have faith, to believe for those things that everyone else says are impossible. Because I believe for our church, I don't want us to stay in this place, and I don't believe that we are. And actually, as the Lord has stirred me to go, we've been pretty settled over these last few months. It's been good. It's been lovely. These are all awesome. But there is so much more. The Lord said to me that we're going to write the name of Jesus on the history of this country. Do you get that? See, when social conservatism, if you like, is collapsing, the Catholic Church is getting a scalping in the south, the Presbyteries are getting it up north, I believe the Lord says, when people destroy what is left afterwards, when people want to wreck and destroy everything that they feel has come against them, at the other side of that, the same longing and need is still going to be there, and the answer is Jesus, and that's why he's raising you up. That's why you have the testimonies of healing. That's why you have the stories of the jobs. That's why you have the incredible story of Jesus loving me every day I get up and I'm righteous, because that is the purpose of God today. And he's called us. Isn't that awesome? But in order for us to walk into that place of fullness, because here's how I believe it works. I love Pastor Marcel always encourages me with the verse in somewhere, I'm going quick, where he says about Jesus, where he loved me and he gave himself for me. You know that? It's because the gospel works for you first. That's why I want you to feed. Do not strive and do not try harder, but feed yourself really well, because he loves you and he gave himself for you. This gospel is personal. His message for you is personal. He wants that fruit in your life. And as you eat of that good fruit, you eat of that goodness, then your world's going to change. And I believe that the Lord has sent us, it's not even get ready, it's now. We need to have faith to possess all that we sing, all that we profess, all that he has done. Does that make sense? Because that's glory to glory. Isn't that good? And so that's what the Lord is saying to us. And I'm not going to speak on it now. Next week, I'm going to start from Joshua chapter 3. All right? What I'm going to say is this. It's just for a couple of weeks, okay? I'll do it 1 week, and then I'll get it. I think Phil's preaching the week after. I'll get him to follow up on it with me. Because what we see in that story, and it's my favorite story, so you know that, but this week I felt the Lord say, speak on that. In fact, Penny said to me yesterday, what are you speaking on tomorrow? I'm not quite sure just yet, but I know what the Lord wants to say. And the Lord wants to say, it's time, church, that faith rises in you as the fruit of grace. And that you start to believe what he has done, who he is and what he has done. And your faith, all right, to use that expression, his faith in you, but the faith that you use will be to walk into what grace has provided. Does that make sense? Because everything even we've preached over the last 10 weeks and centered, all of that stuff, all of that pointing to Jesus is so that, not so that you go, that's awesome. It's so that you get to live it tomorrow, the week after that. That we start to break through the ceilings that we're seeing in our lives. That we start to have faith again that Christ in me, Jesus in me, the same Jesus that hung on that cross and took all of the sin, all of the shame, all of the guilt, and today sits at the right hand of his Father in perfect rest and authority. That same Jesus in me can do all things. That's the message of the gospel. I love it. I love it. And I'm getting excited because there'll be things in you as we speak about this over the summer where you're going, do you know what, Lord? I might not even dare to say this because, like as Patricia said, it seems too small. And the Lord goes, I'm going to show you. From the very smallest thing in your view to things that you think are really big, I want you to have faith to believe what I have provided already for you in my grace. Things that have seemed stuck, things that have seemed impossible, things that have seemed overwhelming, hurt and disappointment for sure, I believe that the Lord is saying right now, you're going to so live this gospel and so live this goodness and so live Jesus in you that, oh my goodness. It's almost like, you know, do you know the sense I have for us, church? The sense I have is this, is that we'd have conferences all day long about revival. I think they're awesome. You know, I've been to loads of them. You know, how to have revival in three easy steps. I've been to that many of them and haven't seen revival. Now, that could just be me, right? And I'm not knocking it. What I'm saying is this. What the Lord is saying to us is feed really well on the gospel. Be focused and centered around that. Don't look left or right. Feed on him. Feed on grace and grace alone. And if you don't see the fruit, go back and feed somewhere different. All right? And as you do that, and you start to see this fruit happening in your life, where you start to believe for things that have been done, actually, all the revival we need will take place. Do you get that? I don't believe that we have faith for revival. We have faith for righteousness. And then revival comes. So honestly, my heart in this, as I'm going to finish right now, is part of me goes, get ready to possess that which grace has already provided for you. It's going to be fun. We're going to learn a lot about what that means for us. But more than anything, I want the stories. I want the testimonies. Because they bring glory to God. It's, you know, the sense this morning I get is, like, when Stu's talking and these guys are talking and Lawrence last week, is I just see Father himself just beaming with pride, going, that's it. That's it. That's what I want in abundance and abundance more. And so part of it, we're going to shake ourselves a little, not to strive, but shake ourselves to believe, to go, if he really did that, because what we're going to see next week when I preach is that the Lord spoke really clearly, okay, in Vinath Dayeth in Hebrew. It's this word that goes, this is my testimony, the Lord's showing, all right? And then what happens is they go, okay, so what is my response to that which you've already done? And they take big steps of faith. And they walk themselves into this incredible experience of God. So I don't know where you're at. I don't know if when it comes to summertime where we just kind of go, let's chill, take it easy. All right, you should be doing that anyway, okay, and resting. But if I could say, encourage you with anything, because I am going to finish, because Mark and Patricia took up all my time. That's a joke. It's not really. Okay. If I could encourage you by going, listen to what the Lord is saying. This week there'll be things in your heart where you go, you know, if I could paint a picture of what that would look like, that situation would look like completely redeemed. What would it look like? That's what the Lord does in your heart, you know. If I could paint a picture and explain to you what that relationship would look like completely changed, tell me what it would be. If I could show you and really explain to you what was really on my heart for ministry or for my business or for family or for relationship, what would it be? What would it be like for your neighbors? Do you get that? Because when the Lord starts to speak to you that way, it's because actually what he's trying to do is go, I'm not giving you those dreams and those things to torture you. It's because you can believe for them because I've provided already through my grace. Isn't that good? So you have to give ear. Because our season coming in, and it's a funny one, because normally in the summer what we do is we kind of go, we'll do a series, we'll get through, and then we start in September. And the Lord said, no. Start now. Receive right now. Feed now. Don't take your foot off. Don't kind of relax. Feed now, because in September you'll start to live in the goodness of what you feed on today. All right? In your finance, in your health, in your family, in your head. You'll start to see that. Faith to possess, because that's all that faith is. I can explain to you that faith is pisthes. It means to be assured of God and who he is and what he has done. But essentially, faith has two options. Either it's yours and what you're believing for and what you can do, or it's, I'm so centered on Jesus that my faith is simply in what he provided through his grace. So the question I'm going to ask you to think about this week, and with this I'm done, is what did he provide for you that you're not seeing right now? What did he provide for your family and for your neighbors that they're not living in right now. Because the Lord says, I'm going to show you how to possess that and walk straight into it. Amen.